This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. Gosh, Australia has gone viral, hasn't it? For all the wrong reasons. And of course, even worse is that it went viral from within the Jewish or the religious community. Tell us about the story.
Indeed. So just nationwide, basically, most of the country is under lockdown, very sadly, because of the Delta, variant. And this has come, to the focus of the Jewish community in a very negative way, as you just said, where dozens of guests, so the number is put at about at 69, who flouted lockdown restrictions to attend an engagement party of an ultra-Orthodox couple in Melbourne. And this has attracted mainstream media attention, as in footage from the engagement party appearing on national television, where the Premier of the state of Victoria, where Melbourne is, saying that this is not the Jewish community, this is just, you know, people who are being really irresponsible. In other words, the Premier is doing the right thing.
Right.
But what's happened is that the police have said that all the guests there will collectively will be fined approximately $350,000.
Wow. Whoa! That's an expensive engagement party.
Exactly his comment. And that works out to $5,452 per person, excluding children. So $5,452 per person, which comes to over $350,000 in fines. The premiers.
What are the regulations there? If somebody is getting engaged, are you allowed at this stage to have any social gatherings?
No, you are not. There are no weddings, if there are, God forbid, if there have to be funerals, the number is extremely limited. I'm open to correction. I think the number is 10. You are not allowed to have weddings at this point in time and engagement. So no, there can be no social functions, bottom line is. And so it's just shocking, viewing, and shocking the fact that this has happened, and reflects obviously poorly on the entire community. So here you've got the Premier saying, we know that this is not, you know, a Jewish community thing. It's just these people who are being irresponsible, et cetera, et cetera.
And the problem is, of course, that it was very visibly Jewish. You couldn't watch the clip of the engagement party without knowing that this was a Jewish function, a Chabad function, or whatever it was.
Well, I don't know if it was Chabad, but certainly ultra-Orthodox, which is clear, and that has come into the mainstream media, and, you know, legitimately so. In other words, and obviously, you know, so the community in Melbourne, but, you know, is doing somersaults to try and damage control, et cetera, et cetera. And the leadership of the community in Melbourne obviously has condemned it, saying, you know, we need to be responsible, and most of us are being responsible, et cetera, et cetera.
We heard it all from the participants?
No, not at all.
Wow. Really, really shocking. And of course, what I've seen as well is a tremendous amount of anti-Semitism that has followed this.
Well, that's right, which is, you know, sadly inevitable. And in fact, I got a WhatsApp message from a friend living in Israel last night, saying, "What are those morons doing in Melbourne?" So it's obviously been picked up, you know, worldwide. Because
no, it's become even here. Certainly, I was seeing clips of this and comments around it yesterday. It's become a very, very big story, which I guess to some extent, Vic, the reason that I think this is the case is that there isn't a community anywhere, Jewish or otherwise, that haven't had this type of event happening. And sometimes it's easier to look from a distance, in other words, look to from South Africa or from Israel to Australia, and because we're not as emotionally involved, we don't know the people, we're not connected to it. So I think that's why often these stories become global, because is because it's easier to reflect on ourselves from afar. And it says something about what, how we have maybe behaved. And we've had those weddings. We've had those engagements. We've had all of this taking place within our own community. But it gets very messy when you talk about your own community. It's much easier to talk about somebody else's.
Indeed, I think, yeah, you make a very good point there.
All right, let's talk about, move on to another subject, no less, unfortunately, pleasant. Australia's largest neo-Nazi group has been uncovered.
This is a pretty terrifying story, and this, Australia has its own version of 60 Minutes, and on, so, it was always on Sunday night on one of our national channels, so this appeared on Sunday night on television, and then four pages in the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday and the equivalent paper in Melbourne, which is called The Age, and yet another full page today. So it's getting mainstream media coverage about neo-Nazi group. And amazingly, courageously, somebody has infiltrated this group where normally they're very secretive about their identity and obviously with some hidden camera. God knows where it was placed, but has filmed people and quoting them talking about a race war and obviously, you know, threatening violence against Jews, against blacks, against gays. I mean, horrendous, horrendous stuff. And obviously the head of Australian security, agency has bought into this, talking about how this sort of activity and these sorts of groups are occupying fully 50% of the attention of the Australian security agencies. But it's unbelievably chilling stuff. Photographs, Hitler salutes, you know, all sorts of, anything that you can imagine, that listeners would imagine go with a neo-Nazi group is attached to this group. So I guess the good news in quotes is that at least 20 of these people have been identified with their photographs and their names, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not that they are any,
they can't hide.
And that's only 20 of them. I mean, who knows how many more? So pretty chilling, story.
And finally, 20 years since the Sbarro bombing.
Indeed, always a tragic story, and we've spoken about it before. So exactly 20 years ago now, the Sbarro pizzeria in Jerusalem, 16 people murdered by a suicide bomber, of whom about 7 were children. And the Australian connection is that one of them, a young girl, Malki Roth, who was all of 15, was killed there. And her parents live in Jerusalem and have been living in Jerusalem for 20, 25 years. And Arnold Roth, Malki's father, has been on a relentless campaign.
Yeah, we've spoken to him on the show a couple of...
That's right.
It was some time ago, but
And so there's a new development. So first of all, it's this week marks 20 years, but there's a new development, and that is because Arnold Roth's wife, Primit, is American. So their child who was killed had also had American citizenship. So therefore he is trying to get the United States to request extradition of Ahlang Tamimi, who was one of the involved in the suicide bombing. She drove the terrorist to the place, to get her extradited to the United States to face justice. She currently lives in Jordan, where by all accounts she is fated as a hero for what she did. And she in fact was arrested, was in jail, but was then released 10 years ago when 1,000 prisoners were released by Israel in exchange for Gilad Shalit. And she was one of them. And at the time she was released, she said, you know, I would do it again. So there is a development, and that is that Arnold Roth, her father, has said that now there is an extradition treaty between Jordan and the United States, which has come to light, which apparently it had not come to light prior. And he's trying to get the U.S. to request that Tamimi be extradited to the United States to face justice.
Incredible. It's just, it's quite an unbelievable thing that this is 20 years that he's still been fighting for justice for his daughter. And for, of course, all the other victims.
Exactly. Indeed.
All right. And that's where we leave it. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to him every Tuesday at this time.